From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. This week, we're taking a look back at some of our favorite stories from the year so far. And during this year, we found ourselves drawn again and again to the animal kingdom. Is it that the lower orders are jealous of us human beings getting all the attention for doing silly things? Certainly, they do seem to be trying to imitate us. Here's guest host Luke Burbank with panelists Charlie Pierce, Adam Felber, and Amy Dickinson.
Adam, switching to international news, apparently too much exposure to farmers is giving cows in the west of England what?
I tell you.
Naughty ideas.
Not quite. Here's a hint. Mm-hmm. We imagine the cow saying, right, governor, is your milk?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's giving cows an accent.
Right. Accent. Says one Glastonbury farmer, I spend a lot of time with me Frisians, and they definitely moo with a Somerset drawl. One linguistics professor believes, and this is true, this is not a punchline to some joke, one linguistics professor believes that the cows are adopting country accents to distance themselves from their lower class cow peers.
All I want is a stall somewhere far away from the corner with a whole parcel of hay. Why did I be a cow?
It's so embarrassing when you introduce a cow, you know, one of your cow relatives, and she's like, Moo! Moo!
Of course, this meeting of man and beast works both ways. If they're going to start acting like us, then maybe we need to give them some of the fringe benefits of being human. Here's Roy Blunt Jr., Sue Ellicott, and Mo Rocca. Roy, a huge breakthrough in marine science this week. A biologist named David Skolnick has created the world's first what for live shrimp. Live shrimp have never had this before, and now they do.
Marine scientists.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, one of those obstacle courses.
You're actually kind of close. I will give you a hint. The biologist's next invention will be little TVs they can put up on the wall in front of it.
Like
an iPod?
Treadmills?
Treadmills.
Treadmills,
yes.
For shrimp.
Treadmills for shrimp.
They haven't noticed they don't actually have legs.
They do. They have many little legs,
little
Sue.
Legs, yeah.
By the time they get to you, Sue, usually they've been removed, but in their natural state. Prior to the cocktail sauce, that's they actually have legs.
Well, is it? Are they? That's not good for your knees, though. Are they ellipticals, or are they? Because that would be better for them.
No, let me explain. Skolnick is researching the effect of disease on the performance of marine animals. So he needed to see how the little creatures do when they're sick. So he put a conveyor belt in a tank of seawater and
made them really sick.
No. It's like a crustacean health club.
Is it a really pick-up-y scene there?
Oh, it's terrible.
Look at that hot prawn over there.
Shrimps are walking up to each other going, hey, you like to work out? I like to work out. The only problem is if the shrimp really take to the treadmills, there'll be no more jumbo shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we will post a link to a video of this. It really is the funniest shrimp-related film you will see this year.
I wonder which animals are the trainers, the personal trainers in the gym.
But the lobsters are going, come on, feel the burn. What?
The muscles must be.
Oh, the
yeah,
muscles,
you think.
Yes, muscles. Yes.
Now, among our panelists, only one has a Dr. Doolittle-like ability to actually talk to the animals. Here he is, Roy Blunt Jr., in a recent Listener Limerick Challenge where he told us about his friendship with one of nature's smallest creatures.
That maze there sure was a tight squeeze. Now give me the prize, if you please. More lactose? Oh, geez. No more Swiss, no more breeze. We mice prefer fruit to your
cheese.
Exactly right. British researchers have revealed one of the world's great hoaxes. Mice actually don't like cheese.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, the cheese lobby, working through insidious but amusing cartoons, would have you believe that you should bait your traps with that perfect little wedge of Swiss. It doesn't work. Instead, according to the scientists, rodents prefer a tender plum or nice
muesli mix. Next up for the researchers, a survey to discover if desert islands are really places where starving castaways see each other as walking hamburgers. Whether the Acme Company really does produce dangerous and defective products, and whether it's true that if you run through a wall, you'll leave a hole that looks like your own silhouette.
What mice like is peanut butter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, everybody has tried to catch mice, as I have. Right. Peanut butter with an M&M or piece of Hershey's Kiss.
I have managed to develop in my house a breed of mice that can lick peanut butter off of a crate.
Through natural selection. Yeah, they've exactly, been there for so long, you've culled the less quick.
I'm really proud, They come up in the night and say, I mean, not in so many words, but you hear. I've communicated with them often enough to know that they've licked off all the peanut butter and they want me to come down and put some more on.